This is the Mike's Opinion Podcast. I'm Mike, and today is a very special episode. There's no wifey intro. There's no music bringing you into the episode. It's just raw because I'm pissed. I'm angry. I'm so sad, as we all should be right now. This is a special episode I decided to do for children. Dead children, shot children here in America. Now, for those of you who know me, I'm born and raised in New York City in the streets of Harlem in the South Bronx, ran around Queens and Brooklyn. So I'm not unfamiliar with death. I'm not unfamiliar with crime. I'm not unfamiliar with drama and dumbness and stupidity and gangsters and wannabe gangsters. But I'm over 50, y'all. And I remember a time when the random gunfire, you know, OGs back then, they had the heart to go up to you and stab you or shoot you face to face. They just weren't going to spray the whole party or spray the whole park or spray the whole house or spray the whole apartment and give a damn who they hit. Now, I'm not saying it didn't happen at all back then. But yo, right now it's July, mid-July 2020. And over the 4th of July in America, 6 kids got killed. Not just shot. Others got shot and may or may not survive. But right now, 6 children were murdered by these dumb fucks out here. Dumb fucks that's out there just spraying shit because they pussy. You heard it? Yeah, I said it. You pussy. If you can't go up to your man and pop him, I don't care how angry you are. I don't care what he did. There ain't no excuse for the children to get shot. None. Sequoria Turner, 8, in ATL, in Atlanta, dead. Rataya DeMarco Giles, 8, Hoover, Alabama, dead. Devon McNeil, 11, Washington, D.C., dead. Natalia Wallace, 7, Chicago, dead. 6-year-old in San Francisco, dead. This is just 4th of July 2020, y'all. There's a list that I can read that seemingly never ends. When I was researching this, my heart felt so heavy and I got so angry. There is a website called gunviolencearchive.org. Gunviolencearchive.org. And they have children killed or injured in 2020 by gun violence. Now, when I was going through this seemingly endless archive, there are several that are white, several that are accidental shootings, gun in the house. I have many guns in my crib and have for a long, long time. I've been toting since I was 14, running around the streets of New York. So I never had no accidental shootings with none of my kids, grandkids, none of that. You can be a responsible gun owner, but that's not what this episode is about. This episode is about for them dumb fucks, wannabe gang members, hood niggas that's going around spraying shit. Nigga, stop that shit. Stop that shit. The fuck is wrong with you niggas? Yeah, and I said it, niggas, in the worst sense of the word, because you ignorant dumb fucks, and I understand. Dirt's going to get done. You got to do you. You got to get that money because you're too stupid to read. You're too stupid to come up. But it's more than that. I can't even come down on my brothers calling them stupid like that because we're suffering from 400 years and the ramifications of slavery, disenfranchisement. So I understand why you at where you at. Why you got to join a gang to feel part of something. Why you got to be out there in them streets slinging, banging, doing you. I understand that. I get it. But the children, yo. You know what I'm saying, son? The children? 1 month old. Took one in the chest. 1 month old. 4 year old. 6 month old. In South Carolina. On the 11th. Of July. In her mama's arms. Mom's got murked and murdered. The 6 month old took one in the arm. 6 month old with a bullet. Yo. Your perspective changes when you get older. For most. For me though. I never understood that shit. And I grew up in Harlem in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Running around the South Bronx. I've seen murder in my face. Okay? Up close and personal. All kind of death. All kinds of death. Beatdowns, bats, pipes, shotguns, pistols, assault rifles. Thrown off a building, hit by fire truck. I've seen all of it. I've seen all of that shit. Okay? Yeah. But when you become a parent, when you become a grandparent, or if you just happen to be raised right and have a decent, compassionate, empathetic bone in your fucking body, like I did, even when I was young, running around them streets, that shit was always sad. But you know what? When you grow up in that environment, you either learn how to deal with it expeditiously and cope and move the fuck on, or you ain't going to survive. You're going to be a nervous, depressed, suicidal wreck because it's all around you 24/7. And this is just violence. And this is what I've said in many of my episodes. The fuck is wrong with human beings? Because this ain't nothing new, sadly. Look back historically in different empires, different societies, different civilizations around planet Earth. From the beginning of time, sacrificing children, killing whole villages, women and kids. But today is 2020. Ain't we smarter than that? Apparently not. But this is for somebody I know. Not directly, but my people. My black brothers. My brown brothers. Specifically the black and Latino niggas out there in them streets doing what you do. Stop killing the kids. Stop being pussy and go up to your man and murk him if you got to. Leave his fucking kids out of it. Leave the children out of this shit. Get them a shot. Now, there's been a huge, what they call a rash. And it's been going on for a minute in Chi-Town, right? Up in Chicago. What I want to know is, and forgive me if y'all niggas is doing something. You know what I'm saying? But where Obama? Where's Oprah? Which I ain't like saying her name. Be honest with you. Because I feel like she abandoned the black male. That's going to be a whole nother episode. We're Common. We're Chance the Rapper. We're Kanye. Where the Chicago dudes? Where are the OGs that used to set the rules and give permissions? Y'all lost control? Y'all lost control of your young bucks out there? Who and how can we stop this shit? Who can we get to stop this shit? And I'm a realist. The murder's gonna happen. Because it's dumb niggas. And I say dumb niggas only because, and once again I reiterate, I understand all the reasons why we at where we at as a people. We 400 years behind. I get it. But right now, I know. Having survived the streets. Because I know a lot of dead people. Niggas I used to run with. A lot of dead people. Okay. But you got to be dumb to be violent. The smarter you are, the less violent you are, because you realize violence is stupid. Now, yes, it is necessary if you're defending you and yours. And it's also necessary to eat. I've said this before on other episodes. If you are even a vegan, you got to kill a plant. Plants are alive. Vegetarians, you got to kill fish. Carnivores, you got to kill that pig, that goat, that cow, that chicken. You know, you got to kill to eat. I'm not unrealistic. I'm not naive. But I'm talking to my niggas out there that's pulling up in that Impala or whatever the hell kind of whip you driving and just randomly spraying events with kids. You might be trying to get at your man. I understand that. Whatever he did, whatever he stole from you, however he insulted you, whatever happened that you feel you got to take this man's life. But leave the kids out of it, man. The fuck is wrong with you, stupid motherfuckers? Leave the kids out of it. Walk up, man the fuck up, and do what you got to do. Catch your man alone. Pull up, pull your guns out, hold everybody, and take your man for a ride. But don't be randomly spraying where it's a 1 month old, a 6 month old, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, these little young kids out here. They don't deserve that shit. Cause you out here high and you can't shoot. You can't aim and you too pussy to go up to a motherfucker and stick it in him 6, 7 inches deep with a cold hard blade. Pussy motherfuckers. So, to my gang niggas that love that violence, that love that death, that think that thug life and Scarface and all this shit is the thing to do. Go ahead, keep doing you. Cause you ain't shit, ain't never gonna be shit. So fuck you and your life. But leave them kids alone. And OGs, step up. My podcast is new and it's just getting out there. And I'm not doing this episode for fame, fortune, or money. I'm doing it because I truly feel that this is some bullshit. And it needs to be addressed and it needs to be said in the realest way I know how to speak. So please, if you listening to this, if you know anybody in them streets, if you know an OG who's controlling shit, if you know somebody in that hierarchy, in that chain of command, if you know a young boy who's toting, rocking colors, you know, smoking that woo-woo, you know what I'm saying? Let them hear this. Because they pussy. I'm calling you pussy if you are killing children, trying to get whoever you trying to hit. You know what I'm saying? You ain't a man, you ain't a thug, you ain't a goon, you ain't a goblin, you ain't a G, you ain't shit, but a pussy motherfucker who's too scared to go kill your kill face to face. Just like them hunters. That's why I ain't no hunter. Wanna go from 40 yards and kill a deer. Pussy motherfucker, run up to that deer. Yeah, hunters ain't shit neither, but this ain't about hunters. You know what I'm saying? Now I just wanna share just a couple of specifics. I mentioned some names earlier. Okay? 2-year-old got shot. A couple days ago, around July, let me see. Story reported on the 14th, so July 12th. Said it was not a random attack. This is in a city called Lorain. And I don't know the major city or state. It's a 440 area code. 2-year-old shot. Crazy. Okay, this is in the Grand Rapids, Michigan. 2-year-old struck by bullet in southeast Grand Rapids. Dumbness. Yo, there's so many. I can't even read them all. 3-year-old killed in Commerce City shooting, Colorado. Yo, this list that I have pulled up all these news stories, and right now, I'm beside myself because if you listen to my last episode in the healing series, I said this episode was coming. But you know, I had to calm down. And yeah, this is to me the calm version because I was just watching, you know, I watched the news. I watched the right and the left, the conservative and the liberal. I watched all the news. And of course, the news glorifies this. Then they sell you ads. But you got to get that information. I got to get that information. And I try to weed it down and boil it down to just the rawness of the information. And I know it's summer in the city, right? Pandemic is popping. Coronavirus is popping. Unemployment is popping. Wear a mask. Don't wear a mask. Shit's crazy, right? President's posing with Goya. You know what I'm saying? Shit is crazy. But it's always been crazy on planet Earth. Welcome to Earth. Land of the crazy. But watching these stories after story after story, 2-year-old shot, 6-month-old shot, 1-month-old shot, these kids need to be left the fuck out of you and your bullshit. Go ahead and be a G. Go ahead and feed the system, because you ain't going to do nothing but end up in dead or in jail. And if you think your life don't matter, then that's because you think that. I don't care what you think society thinks, the president thinks, the government thinks, anybody thinks. If you don't think your life matter, when I was running around Harlem, fatherless, ain't never had no father. Moms and grandmoms did the best they could. So my niggas was my people. All right? They was my daddy. The streets was my daddy. And I was out there in some real shit. Okay? I ain't saying no names, but you'd know them if I said them. And I know plenty of dead people. I know people that's in wheelchairs because they caught that bullet. So I've been one of them dumb motherfuckers out there. But I would have never sprayed the whole shit with bullets if I knew kids was around. And none of my niggas would have neither. You know what? Because even though we was in those streets, we respected life. We respected the women and the children weren't part of that shit. Unless the woman was down. Because don't sleep. There's some women that's down in that shit. But the kids do not have nothing to do with this shit. So you want to hurt somebody that bad that you want to kill their children? Then you pussy. You pussy. You a punk. You ain't shit. So do this. Put the barrel in your mouth and eat that bullet and say bye-bye. Do us all a favor. Or you can change your life. Because I'm not here just to bitch and moan and complain and rant about my anger. I'm here also to try to offer a solution. Now, once again, I'm not naive. I know gang life is going to be out there. Thug life is going to be out there. Them goons and them shooters, them killers, them hitters, they're going to be out there. Because somebody got to feed the jails. Somebody got to get arrested. Somebody got to feel the dumb story of the day. Another nigga shot and killed. Right? And that's y'all. Right? Because God forbid the black man stands the fuck up. And I got another episode that's coming out specifically about the black male. And I'm going to say some shit people going to like. I'm going to say some shit people ain't going to like. But this is just my opinion. That's why the name of this show is Mike's Opinion. And if you listen to any of my other shows, you know why it's more than that. It's a hypothesis. It's a theory. It's the truth is what it is. So yeah, keep feeding the system. But imagine for a second, black, you know what I'm saying? If you out there in them projects, I was born and raised in the projects. I don't live in the projects no more. Came up on my own. You know how I did it? I'm going to tell you. You know, Jay-Z gave you the blueprint, right? Blueprint for what? What they give you the blueprint for? Well, let me tell you. how you get out of that shit. How? You leave that thug life alone. How you leave that gang life alone. How you leave that negativity alone. That bullshit, and give yourself a chance. The very first thing you do is don't go outside. Now that might sound strange, right? If you live in the hood, if you live in an impoverished, poverty-stricken area, don't go the fuck outside. If you've already crossed over, you've been jumped in, or you part of a gang, just diss a fucking peer. They'll forget about you. Whoever answered the door said he ain't home. He out there somewhere. He ain't home. After a while, they'll stop looking for you. You know what I'm saying? And then put the word out. You ain't down no more. You found Jesus. Say whatever the fuck you have to get them motherfuckers off your back. All right? And if you can't get out, if your family love you, move. Now, some might say, well, that's some cowardly shit. No, it ain't. Self-preservation ain't never cowardly. So the first step is disconnect yourself from that life, is what I'm saying. Stop hanging with those people that ain't going nowhere and ain't doing nothing. Number two, stop getting high. Smoke weed every day. That was the worst advice anybody could ever say. And rest in peace to my man, Nate. D-O-G. D-O-double-G, you know. Nate Dogg. Never knew him. But smoking weed and getting high should be for recreation. It shouldn't be a daily. Because guess what? You're a junkie if you're doing that shit on a daily. You're a habitual user. And you don't need that shit. I don't give a fuck how much weed does for you. How much you think it does for you. Smoking weed every day. Smoking dust, that wet, whatever the fuck, the bars, y'all taking prescription meds and shit now. You know, that shit wasn't a regular when I was coming up. It was out there, but it was Quaaludes and shit, but I wasn't ever into that shit. You know, it was weed and cocaine and liquor. But I ain't saying stop getting high. I'm not saying don't have friends. I'm just saying have the right friends and limit your getting highness to like the weekends or at a party or some shit. Number three, but probably the most important, is educate yourself. Read. Reading is different than watching a video. It's different than listening. Reading uploads the information directly to your brain in a way that I think makes you learn better. But reading is getting so outdated. Everybody's attached to these electronics. But if you're listening to me, young brother, young black man, young Latina, Latino rather, you know what I'm saying? My black and brown people. I'm black and I've been there and done this shit. And I'm telling you how you can have a better life. You can have a life. You can stop killing children. Or stop hanging with dumb niggas that kill children. Read. There are many, many books out there. The first book I would like you to start with is the Autobiography of Malcolm X. I say that because you can read how Malcolm was in them streets. You can read how Malcolm went to jail. You can read how Malcolm acquired the wisdom, the knowledge, and changed his life around, and even changed from violence to nonviolence. You know why? You can see the clear growth and change in one man who's just like you and me, who's from the hood, who's from the streets, who was in them streets, and the more knowledge he acquired, the more he realized a black man killing another black man is worse than the Klan killing a black man. You know what I'm saying? Black men, Latino men, Stand up. And when I say Latino, you know what I'm saying? I grew up in New York, so it's mainly like Puerto Ricans. And then, you know, you had the Rastas, and you know what I'm saying? But, you know, the Mexicans, El Salvador, Trinidad. I mean, or if your skin is black, if you perceived as a black man or as a Latino man. You know what I'm saying? Stop killing these kids, man. The fuck is wrong with you, nigga? Stop just popping out there. Separate yourself from the people who's doing dumb shit. Stop getting high every day. Educate yourself. Three steps that you can take. I don't care if you never had a father. I don't care if you was in the foster care. I don't care if you've been in and out of prison or juvie. I don't care. Be a soldier for your people. Be a soldier for humanity. Change for good. I'm not afraid to be good. Are you? Because it's easy being evil. It's easy being a shooter. Everybody know the shooting part is easy. Living with taking somebody's life, that's the hard part. If you care at all. Some of y'all are so high on shit, you know what I'm saying? Y'all gone. Y'all real zombies. Real modern day walking zombies. And if you know ain't no coming back for you, like I said, eat a bullet. Merry Christmas, nigga. Put yourself out your misery, because I ain't got time for it. But I'd like you to change. I'd like you to change your heart if it's black. If you got a black heart. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, I'm not naive. You know? Shout out to my man Prodigy and them. You know what I'm saying? Mobb Deep. To all my real niggas who ain't got no feelings. You know what I'm saying? We glorify that shit. Not now. Right now, this latest hip hop craze, you know, all these niggas is talking about, I wear my heart on my sleeve, and they all mushy with it, you know. Rest in peace, Pop Smoke. But yo, man, I just had to hop on here and drop this episode and say to all you pussy motherfuckers that spraying crabs and killing kids, fuck you. That's really what I wanted to say. Fuck you and that shit. And I want you to change that shit. I want you to man the fuck up and kill your kill face to face. Go get your man. But stop putting bullets in these kids. Stop putting bullets in these children. This shit don't make no fucking sense. I'm Mike, and it's been the Mike Opinion Podcast. I can't even fucking talk. I'm Mike, and this has been the Mike's Opinion Podcast.